This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
There are many local horse events going on this month. July 14th through July 17th, head on up to the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield for the Illinois State Fair Reining Competition. Tonight at 5 p.m., go on up to the Morgan County Fairgrounds in Jacksonville for the three-man pin and sort. July 19th through the 20th, again at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield, the Illinois State Fair Paint Show. And July 22nd through the 29th at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield, come on up for the Illinois State Fair Junior Department Horse Show. Every other Saturday at 5 p.m. at the Gillespie Lake Arena, the Macoupin County Rough Riders host a fun show. These events are typically free to the public, and you don't need to have horses to attend. Come on out to these events for some entertainment and to enjoy the outdoors. Back in the late 1800s, a new sport was invented by the Spanish who were settling in California and becoming cattle ranchers. That sport is what we know and love as rodeo. There are some differences between the Spanish-style rodeo and the American style. The main difference is that the Spanish version of rodeo is judged on style versus the American style that is focused on speed. It's difficult to trace back to the first rodeo, but it is agreed upon by most sources that it was in the late 1800s. The events have virtually stayed the same, with calf roping being added in 1917. Nowadays, there are rodeos all across the United States, and in the past few years, rodeos have been coming to many local county fairs. Greene County had a rodeo this year, and Jersey County welcomed the rodeo back this year as well. The main events at the rodeo on Thursday were bronc and bull riding, calf roping, team roping, breakaway roping, steer wrestling, and barrel racing. Barrel racing has typically been known as the cowgirl sport, however, men are also welcome to participate. The pattern is typically ran in a cloverleaf pattern, and the winner can be determined by a thousandth of a second. I talked with one local barrel racer before her run at the Jersey County Fair, Caitlin Turner. Caitlin is from Carlinville and is a first-year graduate student at Logan Chiropractic College in Chesterfield, Missouri.
One day, I just went out and started riding the neighbor's horses. And it worked out because that was a barrel horse, and he let me continue to ride it.
And you haven't got to ride here yet tonight, even though it's getting kind of late, but there's a lot of barrel racers and ropers here tonight. Can you tell us a little bit about the horse you're going to ride later?
It's a bay gelding. He's 13 years old. He's bred pretty well, and he is a great rodeo horse.
And do you ride any other events here tonight? Because I know they have breakaway and team roping and things like that.
I do not. I only barrel race.
And how do you warm your horse up before a race like this?
I don't, because he's pretty crazy. I just get on and run to the pen.
What's your favorite part about the Jersey County Fair?
My favorite part is coming to get a shake-up.
What's the best part about barrel racing, in your opinion?
The best part about barrel racing is being able to learn so much and then share all my knowledge with the upcoming barrel racers.
Are you nervous for your run tonight?
I am a little nervous tonight. This pen is much smaller than usual, and my horse has been getting a little hot at the gate, so it should be interesting.
If there are any listeners out there who want to start barrel racing, what's your best advice for them?
Go learn from somebody that really knows what they're doing and listen.
Congratulations to all the riders at the Jersey County Fair. The runs at the Jersey County Fair were all smooth and was a real testament to the local talent we have in this area. There were many local riders in barrel racing, calf roping, and even in the bull and bronc riding. That's all the time we have on your Saturday afternoon horse show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.